Dear brothers and sisters, it's my deep honor and privilege today to share with you the Word of God once again. I have the joy in particular to share with you the abundance of God's grace found in Christ as we study Paul's letter to the Romans. Our subject matter today is a very intriguing topic on Christian liberty. That is, our freedom from any legal codes or judgment from this world in order to fulfill our moral responsibility and live out a life of holiness before our most holy God.
换句话说, 就是我们在许多写下来的扣, 就是典章里头, 我们有自由, 也从这世上不得证, 不再被判断, 因为是要, 为要是成就我们在, 不管是在, 道德上的责任, 或者是活在这世上, 都有神圣洁的形象。
Now please pray with me.
请与我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣基督,
now we pray, please prepare our heart and mind to understand this mystery of union with Christ, to understand the significance of your holiness, and to understand the significance of your law of holiness, and to understand how to apply your law in our life when we are in union with Christ. And that we may be free from sins and that we may be free from the legal code. That we may live a truly free life as you are free in doing good. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Before we engage into this topic, let us first have a very brief review of what we have learned about the message of the Romans from chapter 1 through 6.
在我们进入我们今天讲章之前，请大家回顾一下罗马书一章到第六章的信息。
Well, first, God has revealed His wrath against humanity.
在第一章里面，神向人类显出了他的愤怒。
Well, God is angry with us because all have known God from His creation.
神因着我们从自从创造天地以来，我们已经认识他。
Yet we have also denied Him and have fallen into sins.
但是我们却否定他。
And second, God's judgment will be universal and impartial.
第二就是神的审判是全世界的全人类,
to the Jews and Gentiles alike.
不但是对以色列人的审判,
and third, as no one can be justified under God's judgment, God gave the saving grace to everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ.
正如没有一个人能够在自己的行为上称义，神却以他的恩典给拯救了我们。
That we may be justified by faith in Him.
我们能够因信称义。
And fourth, our faith in Jesus is not a kind of works or merits on our part.
所以我们因信称义，我们是没有完全没有自己的功德的。
So what is faith? Faith is the status of living in God's grace.
什么是信心呢？信是什么？信是活在神的恩典当中。
Faith is trusting God alone who is able to fulfill what He promised to do.
信是相信神必能够成就他所应许的。
And fifth, our faith in Jesus leads to our union with Jesus.
第五点是我们的信心。 与我们与神连结，与基督连结。
That Jesus and we become one.
耶稣基督与我们合而为一。
As Christ has died on the cross, we have also died with Christ. As Jesus has resurrected from the dead, we have also lived with him. So I trust you have remembered from the last sermon. The climactic point of our sermon on Romans 6 last time. Was focusing on chapter 6, verse 6 through
8.
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we were no longer being enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
就像六章第六节第一到八节上说，因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，
Now that we are in the union with Christ, it is no longer I, but Christ who now lives in me. My past is gone. And my old self is dead. I'm living the new life with the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. By this life, I do not live under the law and judgment, but under the grace of God. Now, with this understanding, today we will move on to study Paul's thought in Romans 7, verse 1 through 3. Yeah, can we read together verse 1 through 3? Yeah, in your language, English or Chinese.
Yeah,
let's read the Word of God together. Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives? For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law. And if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. 弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，就被律法约束。丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人，便叫淫妇；丈夫若死了，他就脱离了丈夫的律法。虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。Well, Paul says he's speaking to those who know the law.
好，是说我这样说是对那些认识律法的人说的。
But this means the Jews or the Gentiles who converted to Jewish religion before.
换句话说，他是对那针对犹太人和那外邦人已经归入犹太教的人说的。
Paul is using analogy here from the Jewish law.
神用犹太人的律法来做一个比喻。
However, the sense is quite universal here.
然而，这其实是运用在每个人的身上。
What he meant is this.Supposing a woman is married,
譬如如果一个女人已经结了婚了
she is bound by the marriage law to fulfill all her duties to her husband.
她被她婚姻的律法约束住。
As long as her husband lives, she cannot marry another man.
只要她丈夫还活着，她不能再嫁另外一个。
This marriage law will remain effective until death.Set the two persons apart. Paul is speaking a woman, not a man. Why? Because
我是针对一个女人说的，但是不对针对一个男人说的，为什么呢？
Because the Jewish law allows polygamy.
因为犹太教容许多妻子。
That is, a man can have more than one wife, but a woman can have only one husband.
男人可以多有多妻，女人却只能有一个丈夫。
And the wife cannot divorce the husband. Only the husband can divorce the wife.
女人不能跟自己的丈夫离婚，但是男人却可以离自己的妻子。
But please do not worry about the unfairness of this marriage law.
请不要为这婚姻不公平的地方担忧。
But because that was not God's ultimate design for marriage.
因为那不是神起初对婚姻的定义。
The point Paul is making here is this.
这里值得提出来的一点是
Death liberates a living person from the bondage of the law and judgment from this world.
死亡使这个人从这个律法中脱离出来。
Now, let us ponder over this intriguing point.
那我们仔细思量这个问题。
We know there are many laws existing in this world.
我们知道这世上有许多的典章跟律法。
The laws are necessary, for they are designed to control the man living in this world.
典章跟律法是用来约束人性。
Lest the world will not become overly chaotic or evil.
要不然这世界会变非常的混乱，而且非常的恶劣。
Although the men of this world wholly admit themselves to be sinners, they are capable of designing all sorts of law.To control their own humanity.
虽然我们是罪人，我们不认识神，但是我们仍旧提出了很多的律法和条例来约束人性。
Even God gave His own law to the Jews, which is holy and sacred.
甚至神把他自己的律法交托在犹太人手里，是圣洁的。
To distinguish the Jews from the rest of the world.But the Jews are still a part of this world, so need to be controlled by this law of God.
就是犹太人与这世上的人分别为圣，但是犹太人仍旧是要守这个世上的律法。
But Paul has a genius thought here, not from his own genius, but a God-given inspiration.
保罗在这里有一个非常杰出的想法，就是神赐给他的想法。
In Romans 7:4.Paul says this.
罗马书第七章第四节，保罗这样说。
Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God.
我的弟兄们这样说来。你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们向神结果子。
Paul's idea is this.
保罗的意思是
Since we Christians have died with Christ and have resurrected with him,
既然基督徒与基督同死，也基督同复活。
We are no longer belong to this world.
我们不再是属这世界的。
If we Christians are no longer of this world, we no longer need to be controlled by the laws of this world.
既然我们不再属这个世界，我们就不再属这个世界的律法来约束我们。
Figure that out.
想一想吧。
I understand how revolutionary and at the same time how dangerous this idea may be.
想想这一点是多么的与众不同，而且这一点是值得我们深思的。
而且很危险的。
很危险的，对。
As a matter of fact, this doctrine has caused many controversies in the history of the church.
在这一点上，在教会中有许多的争论。
In what sense have we Christians died to the laws of this world?
从哪一个角度来看，我们是从这世界上的律法上死了呢？
Is Paul teaching us to stop obeying any kind of the laws? including the laws of the human government, and the law of God, that is the Mosaic law and the Ten Commandments? Let us carefully examine what Paul means. Read Romans 7:5.
那我们一起读罗马书第七章第五节。
For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death.
一起念，因为我们属肉体的时候，
那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。Listen to this, my brothers and sisters.
请听。
If you read Paul really carefully,
如果你仔细地读这一段经，
Paul was not attacking the law.
保罗不是在攻击律法。
The law is not a problem.
律法不是问题。
It's not about the rules.
并不是条例。
It is human being who lives in the flesh that causes the problem.
而是我们人活在肉体中。
Paul says our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work.
我们肉体罪恶的恶欲从律法中被激发起来。
Whatever kind of law it is,
不管是什么样的律法，
however good legal system it may be,
不管我们的法律制度有多么好，
it must depend on the resources within humanity itself.
不管律法怎么好，我们必须要靠着律法，
我们必须征召人性里面的资源、to control the humanity.
不懂。
But for example,
比如说
you have a law,
有一个条例，
and law says you must do this or you must not do that.
你可以这样做，但是你不可以那样做。
If you do this,
如果你这样做，
I will reward you.
我必赏报你。
If you do that,
你如果那样做，
I will punish you.
我必惩罚你。
I will stimulate your flesh.
我就激发你的。
I will stimulate your desires.
激发你的欲望。
I will stimulate your fears.
我也激发你的恐惧。
I will stimulate your anxiety.
我将引起你的。
In order to control your behavior,
为的是控制约束你的行为,
that you may behave according to my expectation.
这样的你就可以按我的期望来行事为人。
Whatever legal system it is,
不管怎样的律法制度,
it must utilize the resources within humanity itself.
必须因着人性内部的资源来约束人性。
Get it?
懂了吗？太玄了。
But the problem is not the law.
问题不在律法的本身。
The problem is humanity itself.
问题在乎人性
的
本身。
The humanity is flawed.
人性是有过分的。
You can stimulate the flesh to do good things.
你可以使人性做好事。
But the human tendency is to do bad things.
人的天性是做坏事。
And a human tendency can be stimulated to do good things out of their desires.
人性可以借着人的欲望做好的，也可以做坏的。
But human desires can also twist the law.
人的人性也会把律法扭曲了。
Human tendency, human desire can even twist the good laws for bad motives.
人性甚至把好的律法都变成坏的，因为我们是有坏的动机。
So that's why in Romans 7:5, Paul says,
所以在罗马书第七章第五节说，
so, for while we are living in the flesh,
因为我们属肉体的时候，
our sinful passions,
我们肉体的欲望，
aroused by the law,
我们肉体的恶欲被律法激动，
were at work So, whatever good legal system it may be, it never supersedes nor surpasses the fallenness of the humanity itself. It is by default flawed. And even the law of God, which is in itself holy and good, when it's put in the hands of sinners, can be turned into tools of crimes and hypocrisy. You know, in Jesus' time, his primary enemies are not gangsters and robbers. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law, they used God's law to accuse others and exhaust themselves and live in hypocrisy. If Jesus is born in 21st century, his primary enemies would be seminary professors and priests and pastors and me. You also know in the political world, the most corrupt government official can be also the lawmakers of the country. A country cannot work without sound legal system. But the problem is always rooted in human heart. Not in the legal system. So in every generation, people talk about revolution. And they say we want to change the legal system, want to change the laws. And they summon a group of people and to overthrow the government. And the result is they cast away a group of sinners. And they replace them with another group of sinners. But the human hearts will never change. But you should never underestimate the power of education and the power of the gospel working in a society. That's why Christians do not have to be overly concerned about politics. Because whatever you have done in the politics will not last long. Because the works in the law does not really last. So what does Paul try to teach here? Certainly, he's not teaching to put away all the legal system or moral laws. Let's read Romans 7:6. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. 但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着圣灵的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。 While the law remains, Paul is speaking of the putting away of ourselves.
当律法依旧存在，保罗这里勉励我们是把我们的旧人给脱去了。
Since Christians have died with Christ and lived with Him. We no longer live to meet every requirement of the law in order to build up ourselves and make ourselves better. We are already made perfect in Christ by believing in Him. If we operate in the new life that is created by God and given to us freely by our union with Christ, we shall not use the law to stimulate our flesh to produce good works and please God. When I was an immature Christian, I'm still somewhat immature. Every beginning of the year, I write something, a resolution. Something I want to change, and I recite the scripture, and this is the thing I should never do again this year. And I put some scriptures, and you should not do this, you should do that, and I put beside my toilet. And I try to accuse myself with the scriptures, and put on my computer. On my computer screen, so when I come to rest, it always have something there say you should not do this, you should not do that. And I try to stimulate myself. If I do this, and I will, if I do this again, I will fast 2 days a week. Yeah, if I do that, I will celebrate, watch a movie. Those are useless. I cannot overcome my flesh by flesh itself. After all, God is not pleased by our works that is based on the efforts of our own flesh. God is only pleased by the new life given to us in Christ. The new life now we can live out by trusting in the Holy Spirit. That is working mightily within us to please God. That is why Paul says, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So let me ask you this question. Shall we Christians still obey the Ten Commandments? Oh yes, we do.
Yes, 说了是的, 我们是要这样做。
Well, we should love God.
我们要爱神,
and should not worship idols.
我们不能敬畏偶像,
we should not lie, do we?
我们不能撒谎,
but should we struggle with our own efforts to please God by keeping the Ten Commandments perfectly?
我们是不是要以我们自己真正来遵守实践呢？完全的实践呢？
No. We are trusting in the Holy Spirit to live out the new life that is fully capable to fulfill every requirement of the Ten Commandments.
我们是要信靠圣灵，圣灵引导我们来成就实践每一个条例。
Well, shall we be terrified then by the curse of God when we fall short of the Ten Commandments?
当我们亏欠了神的荣耀，亏欠了律法的时候，我们会不会惊慌呢？
Yes, we should always give fear to the Lord.
是的，我们应该敬畏神。
But as long as we are in the union with Christ, we are justified.
只要我们与基督联合，我们其实是在他面前称义的。
We constantly show our repentance by returning to Jesus, our Savior.
我们常常可以回到耶稣基督那里，向神悔改，归向神。
Who give us forgiveness and a new life?
耶稣基督给了我们，我们饶恕了我们，也给了我们新的生命。
Now, against this teaching are two human tendencies.
如果是不是这样的教导，有两个倾向的教导。
That may be threatening to our grasp of grace of God.
这两种教导就影响我们对神恩典的了解。
The first one is called legalism.
头一个是律法主义。
The second, antinomianism.
第二个是
非利主义啊。非利主义 ，I will explain to you.Legalism is very common to Chinese people.
律法主义在中国人当中是相当流行的。
And I hope to help you understand this.
我希望能帮助你了解这一点。
Many Chinese people cannot live in grace because of legalism.
我们中国人常常不能活在恩典之下，是因为律法主义。
What is legalism?
什么是律法主义呢？
Legalism seeks to...build up a norm, a standard, a legal system.
律法主义就是想造成一个正常，一个合乎律法的
一个标准，诉诸一个标准。Trust in this norm, 一个规范，一个标准， this standard, this legal system. Make efforts to improve one's self-image or status.
以这个标准来自我
改善自己的形象或地位。
对。
In exchange for God's favor and man's honor or self's approval.
为的是得人的喜悦，得神的喜悦，得自己的荣耀。
The root of legalism is pride.
立法主义的根深蒂固的原因，问题在于自我的骄傲。
Pride is the most ancient form of sin.
骄傲是罪的根源。
It is contradiction of God.
对，与神为敌。
Legalism can make a person very religious.
立法主义可以使人很有宗教性。
And does not love God nor trust in Him.
却不爱神，也不信靠神。
Legalism can produce no real mercy.
立法主义没有怜悯
and no real forgiveness.
也没有真正的饶恕
For only God has the power to forgive, and only God has the love for mercy.
只有神能够饶恕，只有神有没有怜悯
I will make me as my, I make myself a real example for you.
我以我自己做一个例子来说。
I was born to a Christian family.
我生在一个基督徒家中。
And I raised up.In a Christian church.
在教会中成长。
But I must be very honest to say this.
我很诚实地坦白地说。
I have been a legalistic Christian for a very long time.
我是一个律法主义的基督徒。
I know all the Christian moralities.
我知道基督徒应有的道德。
But I do not know God.
但我却不认识这个神。
And my life used to be very distant from Jesus Christ.
我的生命其实是与神远离的。
Just like many youth raised in China Grace Church here.
就像我们的年轻人，在我们神州的许多年轻人不认识神。
I upheld my Christian standards and became proud of them.
我高举也圣基督徒的一些标准，但是，
而且我感到很骄傲。And most of the time, I listen to Christian music only.
我许多时候只听基督教音乐。
I did not smoke.
我不抽烟。
I did not gamble.
我不赌博。
I did not dance.
我不跳舞。
I did not use filthy jokes.
我不说脏话。
But in secret, I had many sinful passions that I could not tell others.
但私底下我有很多。不可告人的罪孽。
I was sinful, I was young, I was confused, I was struggling.
我又年轻又糊涂又迷糊，不知道自己该怎么走，常常有许多征战。
I judged others who were not like me.
我论断那些跟我不同的人。
I criticize others' weaknesses.
我批评别人的软弱。
I eschewed from talking about my own weaknesses.
我避免谈论我自己的软弱。
I pretended to be good while I was not.
我装着自己还不错，其实我不是那样。
I could not forgive.
我不能饶恕。
I simply cannot.
我就是饶恕不了嘛。
I was not thankful.
我也不感恩。
I was indifferent to God.
我对神相当的冷漠。
And I was very prideful for my own achievements.
我对自己的成就相当引以为荣。
And those are the fruits of legalism.
这些都是律法主义的果子。
Are we legalistic?
我们是不是律法主义者呢？
The second kind of threat of our grasp of grace.
第二个影响我们认识神恩典的一个方式。
It's called antinomianism.
你要翻吗？不会翻。
Antinomianism, 非律主义 which just means without laws. Anti is just no without laws.
没有法律的。
无
法无天
Right. It refers to the idea that since Christians are justified by faith alone,
是他这样想的，既然基督徒因着耶稣基督的拯救已经称义了
and now free from sins,
我们已经不再被定罪，不再是有罪的
We no longer have any moral or legal obligation.
我们不再有道德上和律法上的责任。
Yeah, 你有没有听过有人说我们因信称义我们就不需要守任何律法 Well, this is a profound misunderstanding of Paul's doctrine of justification by faith
这是对保罗这个因信称义的完全的误解
Let us do not forget that God himself is the ultimate lawmaker of the universe
我们不要忘了耶稣神本身是宇宙万有律法的
God made laws to create order and to create life.
神有借着律法是让我们知道规范，知道某个生命。
Law is not only designed to control the evil, but law has good purpose to produce life.
因为律法是为了使我们有生命。
We are created according to God's image.
我们是按神的形象造。
The saving grace of God has made us free from sin and so changed our status from criminals to judges.
神的拯救的恩典使我们脱离了罪人，不再是罪恶的人，而是
我们不再是罪犯，而变成了法官。
是与他一起。
对 we should judge the world together with Christ.
与神一起，与耶稣基督一起来审判这个世界。
We are seeing the law no longer from the perspective of the criminals.
我们不再是那个罪恶的人。
But from the perspective of the lawmaker.
从律法的角度来看。
我们从神制定律法的角度来看律法，而不是从罪犯的角度来看律法了。The lawmaker himself does not violate the law, but transcend the law. 制作律法的上帝，我们从他的角度来看律法的时候，是超越了律法。We always think better, more, and beyond what the moral laws and legal codes require of us.
我们的思维应该超越这个律法的要求。
We are now serving the law in the new ways of the Spirit.
我们现在是以新的样式来服侍神、侍奉神，是按照圣灵的样式。
We are not licentious.
我们不再是属血肉的，用欲望身体的。
我们不是荒淫无道的。
对。
Sometimes we Christians would make sacrificial moral choices.
有时候我们会做一些合乎道德的牺牲。
That are trusting in God's grace so much, and honoring God's holiness so much, that we permit situational compromises of legal codes. 有的时候我们会 为了信赖神的恩典，为了荣耀神的圣洁，我们会做出一些看似违背道德条例或是律法约束的决定，我们会做出一些决定似乎违背了一般的道德标准，因为我们是从律法的制定者的角度来看问题，而不是从一个罪犯的角度来看问题。我们不是纯粹达到律法的标准而已，我们是要达到立法者的用心。 Sometimes we will do something radical.
有的时候我们会做一些出人意外的事。
In a country where government enforces abortion,
在一个国家禁止堕胎、
不是禁止，是强迫堕胎。
强迫堕胎、哦、
我不要说哪个国家哈。The Christian parents and the Christian doctors and nurses may decide to violate the government official orders to keep the infants alive. Are they disobeying God or are they obeying God?
这种情形下，他们是顺服神呢，还是违背神？
Are they keeping the law or are they breaking the law?
他是遵守律法呢，还是犯法呢？
When Nazi committed genocide of Jewish people,
当纳粹要消灭犹太人的时候，
and search the Jews house after house,
一家一家的走。
A Christian village in France hid Jewish people.
有一个法国的家庭把，
不是家庭，是村落，
村落
一个城镇，一个城市。 And the whole township people, 整个城市 the whole township people decide to lie to Nazi in order to keep the refugee alive.
整个村庄就要向纳粹人说谎。
Yeah, from the township official to the janitors, the school teachers, every one of them, they lie together to Nazi and to keep 2,000 Jewish people alive.
从上到下，每一个村落的人都向纳粹撒谎。
Wow, they are lying, they are lying, they are all Christians.
他们保守了2000犹太人。
Are they keeping the law or are they breaking the law?
他们是守了法呢，还是犯了法呢？
In very extreme situation, we sometimes pass the red light.
在非常极端的情形下，我们说通过了红灯。
We do not serve the Lord according to the law, but according to the Spirit.
我们不是以律法来服侍神，而是按律法的本质来服侍。
We do not think as a criminal, but we think as the lawmaker. We think according to God's own will.
我们是按神的意思来做。
Dear brothers and sisters, please,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
please allow this message to stay in your ears and your hearts.
请你把这个信息留在你的心中。
God's will is to make you free from sins and make you as free as He is in doing good things and share His own holy life.
神的心意是让我们从这个律法中得自由，但是要得到更丰盛的生命跟恩典。
God has created the new life for you to have.
神已经赐下我们的新生命，让你有新的生命。
This new life is as holy and perfect as His own.
这新生命是圣洁的，就像他的生命一样的圣洁。
And this new life is given to you freely in Christ.
这个生命，新生命是在基督里面白白赐给我们的。
You can have this new life by receiving Christ through faith.
我们能够有这样的新生命，是借着接受耶稣基督在我们的心里。
And you will enjoy this new life by keeping united with Christ by faith.
你可以享受这个新生命，就是要必须与基督联合。
With this new life, you are free from sins.
因着这个新生命，使我们不再是罪人，不再脱离了罪。
And you do not have to struggle with your own efforts.
我们不需要用自己的力量来讨神。
Leave your problems of sins to Jesus. And entrust all your burdens of guilt to Christ.
把我们所有的重担
For you are no longer under the law, but under the grace of God. For now it is no longer you, but Christ lives in you. With this new life, you will also find the law of God very illuminating and useful. By meditating God's words, you will find yourself growing wisdom and discernment along with the years. The law of God will lead you into the deeper understanding of God's character
and
His will in many things that the law does not explicitly say in the code. Eventually, with this new life, and in the union with Lord Jesus Christ, you will become more and more thankful in your heart as you are immersed in grace. You will surrender to God's sovereignty and His providence and stop worries. You will be filled with mercy when seeing others' weaknesses. You will pray for them instead of judging them. When seeing your own weaknesses, you will be humbled and trust in the Lord even more. Your life will remain challenging and unpredictable. But you will learn to seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Study the Word of God and stop trusting in your own understanding. What is this? This is the ultimate vision of true Christian liberty. Now let's pray together. Oh dear Lord Jesus, today we come to you. We come to the life you are giving freely to us. Set us free, O Lord. Set us free by the life you are giving to us. For we know this life is not life of this world. This life is from heaven, from above. This life is God's life. It's a life of your own. It's a life that is holy and perfect. And this life will make us free. And Lord, we want your life. We want to die to this world. And we want to live with you. We want to live in you. Please fill our heart with your life. That we will no longer serve with our sinful passions and our flesh. But we will serve God and please Him with the Spirit that is working in us. Increase our faith, O Lord. That we will no longer look at ourselves in sinful desires. Not in our old self.
不再看我们的旧人
but in the new creation you have given to us.
而是从新人的角度来看我们的生命
For it is no longer I, but Christ now lives in us.
因为不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着
Grow wisdom in us, O Lord.
赐上智慧给我们
Open our eyes to see the wonder of your law.
让我们睁开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的美善。
Give us the wisdom that beyond this world.
给我们智慧，赐下超越这世界的智慧。
That we may truly discern right from wrong.
让我们能够真正分辨什么是善，什么是恶。
That we may truly decide what is good from bad.
让我们也能够选择什么是好，什么是不好。
That we can be truly free.
让我们能够真正的自由。
And free from bondages.
真正的从罪中得到自由。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
感谢你听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.